Little bit nutty mom here. I got a story for you. When I was little, my grandmother told me this. She was a little girl, and her neighbor had a beautiful white cat. It was fuzzy and furry, and it was the neighbor's whole world. The lady was older, and she loved her cat. One day, the cat got hit by a car. The man who hit it knew the old woman and came to the house and asked what he could do because he hit her cat. The woman was too old to bury the cat. She asked him to please bury it respectfully and tell her where it was so she could visit it. The man went to his car and had an old box, shoebox, and he put the dead cat in the shoebox and then put it in a bag. Well, it was Christmas time, and he had to go do some Christmas shopping. He went to the nearest Walmart and was picking up some Christmas presents. He made sure to take the dead cat out and put it on the ground while he was moving and putting in his packages. All of a sudden, a woman ran up and grabbed the bag that had the dead cat in it and took off running. The man was horrified. He didn't want the lady to see what was in the bag, so he took off after her, trying to chase her down. Then he ended up with a large crowd surrounding the poor woman who grabbed the bag. The woman looked into the bag and found the dead cat in the shoebox. Passing out from what she'd seen, the crowd was all around her, trying to help her and trying to figure out what was wrong. Somebody called the paramedics. The man was humiliated. He didn't want to go up and say, "Well, that's my bag." So he stood back and watched. As the ambulance pulled up to the woman and put her in, somebody picked up the dead cat that was in the box, which was in the bag, and put it on her gurney to let her take it with her. The cat was never seen again, and the poor woman was never seen either. The man felt horrible that he had let the dead cat go to this crazy woman who cooked the cat. He never told the old woman what happened to her cat, and he made sure he was far away from her constantly.